Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Kai, and we are simply delighted to be with you.
Almost like tickle delighted.
We are. We're feeling an ignition because these times we're in, it get ignited, get
Woo!
Excited.
You know, you can't not, right? You can't not get ignited about something, and you can't not be excited about something in one way or another. Let's face it, guys, a lot is going on, and it is the perfect time to really dive deeply into those ancient mysteries and the modern answers they hold for exactly what we're all going through right now. Now, we want to say just right off the top here, hey, if you're trying to call in, the lines were full about the second the show started, but make a note. Here's the number, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And as soon as we start saying hi and people say goodbye, that would be your time to try and call and get into the show. Remember, you can always give us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com. And, you know, before we go any further, we want to say, hey, thank you. Lots of you have been connecting with us on our new blog. It's at shriandkiraradio.com. And we just posted another topic. Hey, you know what it's called, guys? The price of admission, your mind. And so go check it out, read it, blog about it, write us. We are responding to everyone who writes it at the blog. So if you really want to get through to us, write the blog. Go join us, shriandkiraradio.com.
And truly, that's a good segue to remember that sometimes we just overthink what's going on. You know,
all the time.
We have a little bit of free-floating energy. Some people call it anxiety. Some people say, I don't know where this energy came from. And other people are freaking out. What's this energy? But the point of the matter is, when there is energy, there are thoughts. And that's the way we're wired. Your emotions and your mental thoughts are hooked hand in hand. They're kind of like sacred partners.
Yeah.
And you can't have an emotion without a thought, and you can't have a thought without a feeling. And the two go hand in hand. So it's time to be thoughtless.
Yes. Oh, I love that. You know, and I love Archangel Zadkiel was the first one that ever came in and talked all about being thought-less and about what being thoughtless does for us. And guys, we want to open up and acknowledge that we are live right now on April 9th. For those of you that are Christian, it's Palm Sunday. This has been a powerful, powerful day already. And if you're catching us in the archives, I know you're feeling the wave of energy that's coming in right now. Here's what we want to share first and foremost, that we are now full blown in the retrograde. All right. Remember, Mercury's retrograde started officially today. We've been in this since March 25th, but this is why things are feeling intense, because we're actually, now this is kind of air quotes, we're stable in the retrograde. This is actually a good thing.
You know, I being stable in the retrograde is a little bit like being stable on in a rowboat with a leak. It means there are certain things you need to be doing.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't just go to sleep and let the boat fill up.
No, it means you need to be aware, but you have everything you need to navigate. So I
absolutely.
Guess I can join with you on that aspect.
Absolutely. Because we are at the time of engage.
Yes.
And the retrograde energy has the potential to carry you kind of backwards or down or redo energy, but it also has the potential to reset and reinvigorate you. And it's one of those polarizing kind of qualities where it really depends on how you are with it.
Yes. And this is the key. And this is why we wanted to start off with this today. And this is why you've got to stay with us for the whole show, because we are going to be offering you the three most important nuggets of the ancient mysteries that will guide you through this time. And guys, these are so valuable and so important. And we used to teach these inside a week-long workshop, and we just wanted to get it out there to you because it's that important right now. What are you engaging? I just want to go back for a minute. You know, yes, there's been lots of events that have happened so far. We're not going to list them here because you can find them for yourself. What we are going to do is share this with you in this moment of engagement. And again, if you have not connected with our video that we posted early, we posted it early in March this month for April, please go to Official Sri and Kira at YouTube. Watch the April revelations. And you know, if you watched it early, like about 10 days ago, you should go watch it again because it's going to make even more sense. It's one of those that's going to keep revealing as the month goes on. You're going to be like, oh, I get it. I see it. The most important thing for you, especially this week, and we're going to take this week by week, we are in this together, is to notice what's engaging you. Are you engaging your dreams or are you engaging the fear?
Because what's engaging you provides you with information about the context and the meaning that you've chosen for your life. You know, this may seem like a diversion, but I'm going there.
Okay.
I was surfing through YouTube a day ago, and I ran across Eddie Murphy's
Delirious. Yeah, oldie but goodie.
An oldie but goodie. And he has a wonderful sketch in there about the ice cream man.
Now, you guys all know this sketch, I'm sure.
You know, and it's got to get the ice cream. Well, the reason I'm bringing it up is what happens when you hear the bell, when you hear the little ding, ding, ding of the ice cream truck in this case. It's the child is so preoccupied. Oh, my goodness. It's, oh, I don't have enough money. Got to get the money. Got to get out there. Got to get my ice cream. Well, that little ding, ding, ding sound awakens a whole cascade of emotions and events, and it completely dominates the reality of the moment. I offer to you that to you just as a metaphor for the times we're in. We have so many things going on in our world. What ding, ding, ding are you listening to? What ding, ding, ding is driving your context for meaning? And this is something to look at because you have choice. We are in a cycle as we have always been. There are cycles in our universe, cycles in our section of the world, so to speak. And certainly in the Western world, we had a cycle that began back 100 years ago with the stock market crash. And it went in the 20s into the early 30s. There was a cycle that is actually very similar to what's happening now.
And you know, this was actually talked about in our series, The Lost Books of the Essenes. Several years ago, it was revealed that this time would be coming. So this is something that we knew was coming and that we can navigate.
And the piece I just want to offer to you to play with as you go, what's the context that you choose to find meaning and to find peace in your life? Well, one thing to remember is that awakening is your opportunity to expand your context into the fabric of joyful existence and beingness versus a more earthbound context, which then puts you in the cycle that Earth is going through, which is including polarity, chaos, warring, and all of the issues that go along with that, the economic issues, etc. And so it's kind of like, at what level do you wish to engage? Because engage you will. If you just sit, like I said, you're in the rowboat and it's going to fill up. So if you choose to engage, at what level do we engage?
And this is important to pay attention to right now. So the reason we're bringing this up, the reason we're starting with this, you might say, now, what does this have to do with the ancient mysteries? Is because we are aware, guys. We know things are looking pretty powerful. Remember, we're in the energy of the 4x4, right? Remember, this isn't done yet. It's April, May, June, July, which will come together to create August. So what are you going to do? You can either thrive right now or you can freak out. And there are so many that are freaking out.
And there's actually time to do both.
There is time to do both, but it's important to pay attention to your dreams. It's important to engage. It's one of these moments where, remember February? Remember, what was February, guys? It was about focus. It was about focusing on your dreams, not going outside of February. This is actually a time right now where you want to take the, I'm going to use it, kind of the training wheels of February focus, and apply it to your dreams as you move through April and you engage. Focus your engagement on the manifestation of your life, of your miracle presence, of your best presence. That's how you can literally navigate and thrive and be able to invite others to do the same.
To navigate and thrive requires a couple of qualities, but the most important one is that you trust your life, that you trust your connection to the universe. Beyond all chatter of the mind, beyond the thoughts, beyond the feelings of your emotional body, there is indeed a field of experience, a field of existence. And this is what the Sufi poet Rumi refers to as, out beyond all ideas of right doing and wrongdoing, there is a field. I will meet you there. And as we smile at that recognition, each and every one of us has the ability to breathe, to relax, and to touch in to that calm, expansive space. And from there, groom your next step.
Ooh, I love that, from that calm, expansive space. Now, we're going to be diving into these ancient mysteries today because there are some, you know, ironically or perfectly, I guess whatever way you want to look at it, it was in the early part of the first millennium BC when the ancient rishis had this all figured out. And then we've kind of spent the past several thousand years forgetting. And now we're at this moment where we have the blessing of reclaiming and remembering. And this is known as the supreme science or the Brahma Vidya. And we're going to be talking about the Brahma Vidya, the supreme science today, because it boils down to three very powerful gifts of wisdom that when you understand, these are the modern answers for navigating everything. And I love, you know, I have to smile, Sri, that this was all figured out in the early part of the first millennium BC.
Well, you know, they say that those that don't have a sense of history are doomed to repeat it.
And we've got to be careful, guys. That's why what you engage matters.
And we're certainly seeing a lot of that model happening in our world, because a couple thousand years BC, which is really the early first millennium BC, which the actual level of consciousness on the planet was higher. People were more awake than when at the time of Christ.
Now take that in. We're talking about the actual living consciousness of people, meaning their connection to the divine, their connection to that which is beyond the linear.
And from one little standpoint, just to kind of back up that statement, if you take a look at the Ten Commandments, they're pretty simple, aren't they? And yet they were needed. They were really needed for that time, and I think certainly they're needed for all time.
Well, of course, because they were a reflection of the level of consciousness of those that were present, which is what gave rise to the birth of a Christ, which is what gave rise to the birth of a Buddha, or any other beautiful prophet-type being comes forward when there is a drop in the consciousness. And so it only makes sense that in the early part of the first millennium BC, this supreme science could rise because the consciousness supported it. And as we really ignite the fifth dimensional earth, remember, guys, we're in this twinning earth energy. As this fifth dimensional earth ignites, of course we are ready to not only reclaim, but live through the gift of the Brahma Vidya or the supreme science once more.
Because what happens is energetically, truth becomes recognized.
Yes.
And so we're at an opportunity where you can sense truth in a way that you couldn't sense truth some years before. And so it is with the mass consciousness as well. There is an opportunity to discern what is true versus be consumed by what is false. And yet, both are increasing.
Yeah, well, they are. And that's because, remember, we're in this twinned earth scenario. Now, I'm kind of giggling here, guys, because I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and I want to just mention again, go to our website, shriandkiraradio.com, click on blog, and read the latest posting, simply entitled, The Price of Admission, Your Mind. Because let's face it, in this moment, especially with this engaged Kali Yuga, because we really are engaging Kali Yuga at this point. I mean, we really are. In this engagement energy, it's challenging to hold your, I'm going to put in air quotes again, sanity. Because there is very much density sanity and there is ascended sanity. And if you have not connected with our ascended sanity program, it's a home study course. It's a whopping $22. If you really want to feel less crazy and have an understanding of what you're experiencing, please, please, please take the Ascended Sanity program. You'll find it at selfascension.com. It's a whopping $22. It's in our home study, but it's Ascended Sanity because the density sanity is what's going to keep you doubting. You know, we have received, I mean, guys, we receive thousands of emails, and at Guest in Tree and Care Radio, we are full to the brim. I mean, we expanded all of our bandwidth so we can keep receiving all of your emails. And what is so apparent right now is how many of you are writing us and you are in pain or your loved ones are in pain. And I want to just mention a few people as I talk about some of this. I want to say hi to Umer. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Ahmed over in Karachi. I want to say hi to Joanne, who's having the migraine issues. I want to say hi to Lillian, who's feeling lost. I want to say hi to Jeanette, who's saying, hey, so much anxiety. And to all of you, and these are just to name a few, two things. I want you to write down this first and foremost, okay? You ready? Everybody write this down. The healing light at selfascension.com, all right? Yes, it's an email address. The healing light at selfascension.com.
Now, the healing light is a special repository of your petitions, your declarations.
Your prayers, your dreams.
And what we do is every month our miracle team gets together and we lift the energy of miracles and we respond to your emails energetically, offering the energy of completion, of healing, of movement forward, of miracles to everybody who has connected to the healing light.
You know, it's like an extension of that safe room we talked about because your emails are private. They are not read. That is not an email where you'll get a formal response back. But again, it's thehealinglight@selfascension.com. But as Sri mentioned, you know, we have an incredible group of miracle makers. And you know what? You're probably one too. And maybe you just haven't claimed that. And we can talk about that as well. But what we do is the first Saturday of every month, we all come together on a telecall and we create miracle ceremony and we go into the healing light and we energize all of those petitions that have come in for the month. And guys, over the years that we have been doing this, what I can share with you is we have seen so many bona fide miracles that we now just accept them as normal. So for all of you that are really feeling lost and hopeless and concerned, couple things. Number one, thehealinglight@selfascension.com. Please send it. And remember, you can write whatever you want. Send it in so that our miracle team can help assist you. Number two, if you feel that maybe this is something for you, seriously consider taking Ascended Sanity. It's a home study program. It's at selfascension.com. It's a whopping $22. It's comprehensive. It's audio. It's workbooks. And it will really help you understand how to navigate this and how to have mercy on yourself and those around you. Because remember, we're engaging and we have this twinning earth going on right now. And I just have to say, in the flow of all of this, go to TOSAMiracleTeam.com and learn about the Miracle Team. Because if you're willing to declare yourself as a member of the Miracle Team to the universe, you call that energy back to you. I don't even want to say a thousandfold. It's like a millionfold. And there's many ways that you can become part of the Miracle Team and participate in this active miracle presence yourself.
And one of the things I want to encourage each and every one of you that is having an experience of anxiety or pain, I want to remind you that it's temporary.
It is.
It is temporary, even though it may be filling your perception at the moment. And so, beloveds, please take time out to breathe, to bring your hand to your heart, to breathe deeply, and to acknowledge, yes, I have pain, and yes, I choose to go forward. Because as we go forward, and the mantra of self-ascension, which we talk about almost every week, is a beautiful way to help you move forward. What happens is doubt is rooted in the egoic personality. Trust is rooted in your heart and your soul.
Yeah.
So this is part of your spiritual practice. To move through the doubt, to move through the anxiety requires that you lean into your heart.
So we're going to lean into our heart. We're going to move forward. And remember, we're going to be talking about the Brahma Vidya, the supreme science, and giving you the three absolute most important pieces of wisdom you will probably ever receive to navigate these times. And let's call in some of our most amazing listeners, Sri. They've been holding so patiently.
Yes, we're going to start playing with some flow on the phone lines. Woo-hoo! And say hi. So let's begin at line 5 and welcome Mary Jane from Texas.
First time caller. Welcome to the show, Mary Jane.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm very excited. I'm surprised to have gotten on so early. The Lord put me here.
Yes, indeed.
Well,
how can we serve you?
After a soul reading, I just started listening to you about 2 weeks ago, and I really liked everything that I've heard.
Oh, well, thank you, Mary Jane, for calling in, and thank you for asking. I want to invite you, Angel, to put your hands on your heart, if it's safe to do so, and to just, let your breath relax. And it's so beautiful because I love, love, love. Like, I can't stop smiling. I actually, if you can see me right now, I have like one of those big old Cheshire grin smiles on my face, because your message is very much around what you already said, which is that you are being guided to expand that which you have been connecting with. You are being guided to expand your thinking, expand your vision, and expand your opportunities. And they're saying that through this expansion, you will discover there is a deeper trust within you that is ready to now navigate your life. And they're saying, we have heard you. All is not lost. All is just beginning. And you have already taken the steps to correct that, which you had been on kind of like a diversion. And they're saying that this diversion has now ended. The floodgates have opened, and it is time to receive, receive, receive. So of course you got through. And of course you're the first person we're taking. And I am giggling that you got in on line 5, because that's also the number you're radiating with. And that 5 for you right now is presenting as a star. And they're saying, let yourself be seen, illuminate the energy of the star, and smile that everything is coming forward. And so it is, Mary Jane. I love connecting with you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. I'm tickled because I was outside with the trees, and then I had gone to do some dancing. But the trees were just talking and were twinkling, and it was beautiful out there.
I love it. I love it. Well, go keep dancing and keep twinkling, because you are a star. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Namaste. Woo.
Well, I'll tell you what, I just like that one. I think I encourage everybody just to smile
and think, dance and twinkle.
And say, I am a star.
I am a star. And to dance and twinkle. And I love that. Whether you're in your room, whether you're outside in nature.
I am a star.
Woohoo! And I am a twinkler. All right. Well, let's say hi to some more of our amazing, most beautiful listeners.
We're going to go to line 1 and say hello to Casey from California.
Namaste, Casey. Good to hear from you.
Hello, good to hear from you too, and good to be on the air.
Thank you.
Okay, what I'd like to get some information on is pretty much where I am in my soul development and work, based on what is happening with me as of the present moment, which is lots and lots of synchronicity, like manifestations, perceptual readiness, all that kinds of stuff. I keep every experience that I happen on that level in a journal, and I just like to know what exactly it is leading to, and is it in fact a confirmation of like all the things that I am working towards being successful.
Casey, I love you so much. I just need to share with you that my arms are just reaching out and hugging you. What I want to share with you, really, Angel, I want to share with you two things. Number one, what they're saying very clearly, all your amazing guides, is they're saying, make sure you want what you are asking for, because it is ready to come forward. And that it's like the universe is showing you everything and saying, are you sure? are you sure? Are you sure? Because it's like, okay, it's like that last minute to say, whoo, maybe I don't want to go to the next step. But the reality is you've already gone and it's already unfolding. And it's about allowing everything to kind of quiet down around you so that you can really dive into this next level of your journey. Yeah, everything is confirming and everything is coming together. What I do want you to hear more than anything is that the more you keep going, there's going to be some things that are going to fall away because of what's coming in. And it's absolutely amazing what's coming in. And so be clear, be committed. I'm glad you've got the journal. And yes, everything is very much about, yeah, and it's your time. It's very much your time. And it's like each step you take is getting bigger and bigger, and you're ready for it. And so is your energy field. And so I just love connecting with you today, Casey. Thank you for getting through.
Okay, thank you very much for giving me the information. And it's lovely to listen to you guys today and always.
Oh, thank you, Angel. We love you so much. Many blessings. Namaste.
Okay, namaste.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's all take a breath. And while you're taking a breath, I want you to just think quietly one more time. I am a star.
I'm twinkling. And, you know, I have to jump in here, guys, because, you know, this is, remember that everyone who gets through on the phone lines, and of course, if you want to try, this is a good time to try and get back through, but because you get to listen to the show while you're on, but this is definitely a moment of engagement, right? Remember that as not only do we have Mercury in retrograde, we actually have four planets in retrograde this month. Talk about the four times four, right? And we didn't talk about that a lot on the video because it's all about this energy of the 4x4, and it's about the energy of how we are engaging and how we are coming together. And every Sunday, or whether you're in the archives, when you make a commitment to connect with this community, we are together co-creating the energy every single week. We are collectively making a difference. We are collectively holding open a portal of divine, almost instantaneous connection with that fifth dimensional earth. And the more that you tap in, the more that you go there, even if you're saying to yourself, God, I can't stay there, but at least once a week I connect with the show, or I connect with it several times during the week. If that's keeping you in this portal, then we celebrate your tenacity and we celebrate who you are. And this is why this Brahma video that we're going to be teaching you in the second half of the show, these three things we're going to be teaching you, you want to stay in because they're going to help you dramatically. These ancient wisdom, I'm going to use the word secrets because not a lot of people are aware of it. Yet when you hear them, you'll be like, oh my God, of course, really work. So, you know, as we really work, should we say hi to one more being?
Absolutely. We have time to say hello to another caller before the break. We're going to head to line two, and we'll say hi to Ty from Florida.
Namaste, Ty. Welcome back.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are loving you.
This past week was, the energies. I bring in so high energies, and I actually, something came up from when I was three that kind of destroyed my inner trust, and I believe that got healed. The one reason why I'm calling is maybe for a little mini soul reading is I'm living in Florida right now, and someone had given me a message that the higher beings were guiding me out of Florida back west. Mm-hmm. And up north, and I'm now, like, one minute I'm, like, ready to leave, and then next minute I'm like, oh, my God, I love the weather here and the birds, but nothing has manifested for me here. So, anyway, there you have it.
Well, Ty, first and foremost, you're a powerful manifester, which is why you are there. You're there to learn lessons that are, or the word they want me to give you is acquire information. So not learn lessons. Your guides are very clear. So my apologies, my bad. They wanted you to hear it that way. And so they're saying that everything you needed to acquire there has already been brought in. However, in the energy of where you are right now, you're not able to harness that energy and bring it out. In other words, it's like it'll keep bubbling. It's like a bottle of champagne, you know, it's just going to keep creating more bubbles, but eventually you got to pop the top. And even before you shared with me why you were calling in today, the very first thing I heard was that you needed to go west. West is where your thrival is and where the energies that you collected will expand. However, there's not a time limit on this. It's very much about you knowing it. And they're saying that it can be now, it could be 6 months from now, but that your everything you have done in being there is valuable and important, and that the timing will come to you and there will be absolutely no doubt. I see a synchronistic chain. It looks like, it's cute. It's like a beautiful coming out of your heart. It looks like a crystalline sphere and it's bouncing. It's really precious. It's coming out of your heart and it's going like boom, boom, and it's touching down. First looks like in California to me, and then it's jumping off again, and then it's going up more toward the northwest or area, but it might only be Northern California. Anyway, I'm seeing this boom, boom. So it's almost like you're going to go and have these more than one experience before you really amplify everything that's come in. So the greatest gift you can give yourself right now is to relax into the knowing that you're going to be leaving there, but also don't force it. They're saying the timing will come to you. There will be no doubt and it will flow easily. And so it is, Ty. You're amazing. And what you've acquired needs to be shared, and the world is ready for you. So it's all in divine order. It really, really is. Many blessings, Angel.
Thank you very much. And actually, you know, I also, because I feel like my gift of healing that comes through me is going, it's not being utilized. So
yep.
Maybe I will join you guys with the miracle team, because that's part of why I feel sad a lot of times, is not being able to utilize the gifts that I have. So,
well, Angel, tell you is, yeah, come be part of it. You know, hang out with us for a few months and notice what happens. Start small if you want, but give yourself that gift, because you're a powerhouse and it's time for the world to see you.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you. And I love you, Sri Ramka. So take care.
Aww.
Many blessings.
We love you too, honey. Namaste. And we love all of you. You are the best, best, best. And what we're going to do is take a real quick break, get a glass of water. And when we come back, we're going to be diving into the Brahma video. We're going to be saying hi to more people. We're going to be looking at some of your letters, because the ancient mysteries are ready to help you right now.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Namaste, Kira Ra here, and I want to invite you to discover the Sedona Journal of Emergence. You might already know that they are the number one magazine of channeled and spiritually inspired guidance. As you experience the challenges involved in the global transformation of body, mind, and spirit, you might ask yourself, what guidance can I trust? The Sedona Journal of Emergence provides metaphysical guidance and answers from source through skilled and loving channels. Subscriptions include 10 issues and the very popular annual predictions double issue, and you can get it either digitally or in print. So just pick up the phone, give a call to 1-928-526-1345. Again, that's 1-928-526-1345, or visit SedonaJournal.com so you can subscribe. You know, Sri and I are in there every month, and we look forward to you connecting with the Sedona Journal of Emergence. Remember, it's 928-526-1345, or visit SedonaJournal.com.
Welcome back. We are truly delighted to be with you right now, right here. And we are having a special moment because while the world is churning and while there is so much energy that is promoting your awakening, you're listening because there's a part of you that says, I need to awaken more. I need to love myself more. I need to find greater meaning and purpose and passion in my life. Those are all the qualities of an awakened being.
Woo-hoo!
Yes.
Well said, Sri.
And you are that star.
In every way.
So let's polish the rays a little bit. And I want to offer you a visual just for fun. If you were to draw a little, like a circle in the center of a piece of paper, and you would write spirit or God or creator or whatever word you want to use for the divine oneness right in that center circle, and then draw some rays coming out from the center. Imagine for a moment that each of those rays is a religion or a spiritual practice. And you start to step back from the picture and you say, look at all these pathways to the divine. There's this ray and that ray. There's this practice and that practice. And each and every religion has at its core a mystical branch or a mystical knowledge that usually isn't publicized as big as the dogmatic branch and the dogmatic knowledge. And each and every spiritual practice has a connection to that center point. The reason I offer this to you is to encourage you to trust your practices and remember you're moving into that recognition of the oneness, that recognition of the divine that is the mystical immersion beyond the phenomena of individuated life. Consider that for a moment. The goal of the mystic is to dissolve in that ocean of bliss, is it not? Mm. Is to be informed by that endless ocean of bliss. And so this brings us to the three points that we wanted to share with you today. It's a reminder. The sages throughout time have always questioned reality. Yeah, remember those bumper stickers, question authority? You know, question reality.
Are you dating yourself?
I am.
Okay. And steal this book.
There's another one.
Uh-huh.
But here's the catch, and the key is it's so easy to be consumed by the knowledge of the time, the values of the time,
yes,
and the culture that you grew up in, that we forget that there is a deeper level of truth. And when the culture we're in and the times we're in are no longer nourishing us as we would like to be nourished, it's time to look for the deeper level of truth.
Well, and what I love about this is that this is what the ancient rishis did. You know, we started talking about this in the first half of the show, that in the early part of the first millennium BC was where we saw the origins or the first origins of the Brahmavidya, or what later became known as the supreme science. Now, the reason it was called this, the reason this name came forward, is because where everything else, all the sciences of density, were studying the external world, right? You know, all the things of the illusion. What this did was that this process sought the knowledge of the underlying reality that actually is the basis of everything else. It was like, wait a minute, we have all this external stuff, but how did this all come to be, right? So it's during this time period, as we talked about earlier, when the consciousness on the planet was much, much higher and much clearer, when we find clearly stated methods, clearly stated discoveries through this, I'm going to, you know, say it again, supreme science investigation. And as Sri was just mentioning, how did this come to be? Well, it was utilizing the ancient tool of introspection. And this is what the rishis, or commonly known, you know, inspired seers of the time did, was they kept going deeper and deeper through their meditations and through their time. And they would analyze the awareness of the human experience to see if they could find anything that was incredibly absolute. Now imagine that within the introspection of consciousness, can you find something that would kind of like stand the test of the hypothesis, anything that was absolute? Well, guess what? They did. They found it. And it's these three things that embody the fullness of the divine experience of you as an illuminated soul dancing with density and lifting into the fifth dimension. That consciousness is here for you to claim right now, and there's three things that will help you claim it. So grab your pencil if you don't already have it.
And so now this is languaged in our the words more modern vocabulary. However, you're going to get the meaning.
Because these appear in every age and every civilization without exception. If you guys want to, you know, if you want to brainiac this, which kind of pulls you out of the bliss experience, you're going to find that these three things stand up to all hypotheses.
So the first one is simply, there is an infinite, changeless reality beneath the world of change.
Take a breath and let's repeat that again.
There is an infinite, changeless reality beneath the world of change.
Now imagine how freeing that is to really know that's true. This is not metaphysical mumbo jumbo, right? This is not new age wacky stuff. This is a scientifically proven, thousands year old, standing the test of time. If we can accept, if you can agree that there is an infinite changeless reality beneath the world of change, then you absolutely know that the illusion cannot be real.
Because this changeless reality is beyond the fashions and permutations of any time or any perceptual dance.
And if you can accept this, knowing that this has been scientifically proven, then you can step into the fifth dimensional experience, ignite your higher consciousness, and start letting go of the fear and doubt. Pretty cool, huh?
We'll give you one more before we run back and say hi to more folks.
Right, because we have three, so let's give you the number two.
Number two, because this just ties in so lovely.
It does.
This same reality, talking about the infinite changeless reality, number two, this same reality lies at the core of every human personality.
Whew! Oneness. Right? Because how often do you have judgment projected at you, or you might find yourself judging? Judgment is the buzzkill. Judgment is the mind killer. Judgment is what takes us out of everything. And so when we recognize that this infinite changeless reality, which we know is a verified fact, is the same at the core of every human personality, it makes everyone available at the same, everyone has the same ability to capture their consciousness. Everyone has the same ability to express. It means the ultimate namaste. The divine in me sees and acknowledges the divine in you.
And that the divine, if we're using that word to describe this infinite changeless reality, that energy is indeed everywhere.
So that is going to bring us to number three. And here's a hint. Number three actually talks to us about the purpose of life. So you want to make sure you hang with us. But before we go to number three, let's go. How about we go to number five?
We're going to head to line five and say hello to Jason from Seattle.
Another first-time caller. Welcome to the show, beloved Jason.
Well, good afternoon. How are you?
We are great and so delighted to say hi to you.
Wonderful. Well, I'm calling in because I've had an absolutely crazy, yet kind of wonderful week, but crazy. I decided to engage, since it's April, and I decided to let go of one of the many jobs that I have that no longer serves me.
Right on.
And once I've done that, literally within hours, I'm sure my guide stepped in and did this, but my second big job was cut. So now I have no job. But the most interesting thing is none of it served me. And I've been asking, you know, every day I do my little ritual asking to be guided and that I'm ready and I'm here and guide me. And so my guides and guardians have stepped in and literally have closed all of the doors that no longer serve me and locked them behind me and are, feels like I'm being just pushed forward. Uh-huh. And I'm calling now because I'm finally able and ready to hear what they have to say. I know they've been speaking to me, and I've been scared to hear what there is to be said, and now I'm ready to hear. So if you hear anything, from them. Please enlighten me.
Oh, Jason, first and foremost, I'm bowing down and I'm touching your feet. And as I touch your feet, I'm seeing little lotus flowers bloom from out of them. And I have these tears of joy in my eyes because when you were talking about how literally within moment, you know, after I let go of that job that didn't serve me, I thought you were going to say to me, the most amazing job ever in my life came forward, because that's what's all around you right now. I am not kidding. You had to clear the space, and you won't need two jobs. This one that's right, and it's literally right before you. Like, honestly, this could manifest this week. And I love the energy. Of course, you released everything with clarity, and now you get to return to the truth of who you are. And the reason I opened up by touching your feet and watching these little lotus flowers ignite out of them is because what your guides are ready to tell you is, it is time for you to blossom. It is time for you to step into the power that you wield without fear, regret, or doubt. Step boldly forward and present thy truth, and the truth will be met in ways that will defy your mind. And that is what they want you to hear today, and that is why you got through. And honestly, I am so happy to connect with you in person. You are amazing, and the world is so grateful that you're here. And so let it be amazing, Jason. Go forward and do not doubt. Do not let doubt come in, because you have put everything in motion to support yourself like you've never been supported before. It's an awesome moment in your life, and I really celebrate you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's very helpful. And thank my guides. Thank you, guides.
And they are thanking you, and they're clapping, by the way. Your guides like music, they like laughter, they like yoga, which is kind of fascinating, and they like walks. So just sharing that because they wanted you to hear all that.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, Angel. Namaste. Woo, Sri. Just love it, don't you?
I do indeed. And I just want to pick up on something here. It's important that we smile at ourselves as we choose to look deeper. You know, it's very easy to go back into the matrix and say, I just want a steak and make me somebody important. You know, it's very easy to get hypnotized.
Oh, yeah.
And in the hypnosis, either you're a winner or a loser, but you're in the game of winning and losing. Versus looking deeper, awakening your heart, trusting the quiet little voices that are seeking to be more recognized, and opening up that spiritual reality where metaphysics becomes the fabric of your existence versus a diversion for some odd weekend.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. And you know, guys, before we go to our third and final part of these three philosophies, these three absolute ancient wisdom pieces that will guide you through today, I want to remind you, go to our blog, go to shrinkyourradio.com, click on blog, read the piece we just posted, simply titled The Price of Admission, Your Mind, and have some fun. Write us, blog with us. We'd love to connect with you. So let's take a breath and let's review, Sri, that there is an infinite, changeless reality that is beneath the world of change, that this same reality lies at the core of every human personality, and that as we understand this and as we accept this, we lift effortlessly into fifth dimensional space so that we can claim our divine nature. And let's claim another divine being into this call, and then offer the third, which begins with the purpose of life.
Ooh, yes, why am I here?
Indeed. Well, we got a show coming up on that in just 2 weeks.
All right, we're going to go to line three, and we'll say hi to Miriam from California.
Namaste, Miriam. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you so much for being such a light to this world in this time. I am so blessed to come through today to you and request a soul reading, because I've been journaling and coming in with some dreams and meditations, and I would love to understand more of what's happening in this enlightenment and in this time of my life, and to be the light to the world that needs so much of this love right now.
Oh, Miriam, you know, love is the word, isn't it? You are like, when I gaze at you, I just feel your love. Like, I just sit here and go, wow, you know, you heal through your love. You are very much, you are a healer. You are a teacher. You are a mentor. You are a leader. And the message that your guides are wanting you to hear right now is it's time. It's funny. I keep bringing my hands together. Like, you know, if you stretch out your hands, you know, you stretch out your fingers and then just kind of mesh them together. That's what they keep doing. They're saying it is time to bring it all together and lift up and out. Again, they're saying that being silent, being not seen, no longer serves any aspect of you, and that it's important for you to gift yourself with all the love that you are gifting others and bring it all together in the way that brings you the most joy. They're saying, be not afraid. Be bold. We are here and you are ready. And so it is. I'm so glad you got through today.
Thank you so much. And namaste.
Namaste, Angel. Many, many blessings. Woo, Sri. What a day. You know, here we are. We are April 9. We are engaging. It is a day of great engagement. And it is a day to claim what's engaging you. Are you going to engage the fear or are you going to engage your miracle energy? Are you engaging your fifth dimensional presence? And we're guaranteeing that if you're listening to this show, you have chosen to engage your miracle presence. And today we are blessed to be offering you the ancient wisdom, the Brahma video or the supreme science that will absolutely gift you with knowing, because it helps when we can settle that brain, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. And one of the reasons we're sharing this with you is it offers a sense of reassurance. And in order for it to be universal, it has to be shared in a way that can be universally understood. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
Let's get right back into it. So number one, there is an infinite changeless reality beneath the world of change.
So take that in, accept it. This is everything we're giving you is proven.
And this is the stability underpinning the chaos.
Exactly.
So at what level are we engaging?
Mm-hmm.
That's rhetorical. All right, number two, this same infinite changeless reality lies at the core of every human being.
So everyone has the opportunity, and every being will connect at the level that they are ready to connect with. And it is not our job to force anybody else to connect into anything, right? So it brings us to number three. Da-da-da-da-da, drum roll, please.
Number three, the purpose of life is to discover this reality experientially. Let's pause there for a moment.
Now, that's only the first half, guys.
To discover this infinite changeless reality experientially, meaning to have the direct experience of it, not just think about it.
And so what does that mean? It means self-ascension. It means that it is to fully realize the divine while you are still here on earth. It is self-ascension, because to fully ensoul with the universal divine, you must remember, claim, and fully exist as the universal divine.
And so these are fundamental truths that are underpinning all experience. And so the key for each and every one of us is to be able to some degree, to reconcile our individual life experiences, our perceptions, our dramas, our learnings, with the fact that we are on the journey to the infinite changeless reality.
Now, how do you do that? You release the doubt and you release the fear, especially when there's no reason to do it. And isn't it perfect that our world is conspiring to wake you up if you choose to remember this beautiful Brahma Vidya, the supreme science? If you're ready to remember it, then what you're really claiming is the opportunity to break free of the illusion, to be in your ascended sanity, to go forward, manifest, and be incredibly illuminated. Thereby, you will illuminate others simply through your divine presence, the essence of self-ascension.
And because human consciousness is really gotten itself complicated,
oh, yeah,
it does take a little unwinding, unraveling. It takes a little patience and tenacity to keep moving forward on this portal of joy, the revelatory existence that is taking each and every one of us into our illumination, into our ascended consciousness. That opportunity is indeed your birthright, And all it takes is your tenacity to keep going, to keep trusting. We are so delighted to share these radio shows with you, to share the practices at selfascension.com. And I want to tell you, there's a couple of new ones that are coming very soon. We're going to talk about that next week.
Yes, we are. But hey, make sure, go to our blog, shrinkyourradio.com, the cost of admission, your mind. Blog with us, stay with us, make sure that you're here with us every week. And if not, we're grateful you're checking us out in the archives.
And until we have the joy of being with you again live at Shri and Kira Radio, I want to say, breathe deeply, trust, and know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.